Here's a brief at Press TV. Russia's president describes Western intervention in the internal affairs of other countries as missile-bombed democracy. Vladimir Putin slammed the West for taking unilateral steps to resolve international disputes instead of going through the United Nations. He also called on Russian ambassadors to be ready for extremely unfavorable developments. Syria's armed opposition group says it will not discuss anything with President Bashar al-Assad except his departure. Foreign-backed armed groups have time and again rejected the idea of putting down arms. Now they also oppose a peace plan proposed by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. Anti-regime protesters in Saudi Arabia's oil-rich eastern province demand the release of a prominent cleric. Sheikh Al-Namr was arrested and wounded by Saudi troops on Sunday. Protests were held in several cities and towns, including Qatif and Awamiya. Activists have promised to intensify their protests. And the regime crackdown on the opposition continues in Bahrain. A court has ordered that a major Shia party, the Islamic Action Association, be disbanded. Meanwhile, Nabil Rajab, a prominent human rights activist and key opposition figure, has been detained after a court sentenced him to 3 months in jail. Residents of a tower in East London are taking legal action to stop their rooftop from being used as a missile base. London authorities are moving forward with plans to install surface-to-air missiles on rooftops in 6 residential areas, part of the security measures for the upcoming Olympic Games. A new report shows nearly 4 million Californians struggle to provide food for themselves during the U.S. economic downturn. The UCLA Center for Health Policy Research says food insecurity in California was at its peak between 2007 and 2009. Households with children and low-income Latinos were the most vulnerable. Cuban authorities in the eastern province of Granma are in full prevention mode, trying to contain a rare cholera outbreak. Now they fear that the disease may have spread to the capital, Havana. 3 people have already died in the east of the country. And Brazil destroys some 40,000 guns to mark Global Arms Destruction Day. Now the country's anti-weapons task force has been collecting 1,200 firearms a day since May. It's expected to destroy 120,000 weapons by the end of the year. Brazil has recently stepped up its battle against drug gangs.